Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, a day 440. How are we all doing? Oh, it's chaos here, isn't it?
It's always chaos.
What's that about a day of rest? Or in fact, 2 days of rest at the weekend? When was this brought in and why did nobody tell me? That's what I need to know. Right, I'm getting the chat up. Chat. Who is first? I'm expecting young Jonathan.
CQ Jonathan's not even here.
Oh, now come on. You know, he went to bed early, especially if, as I heard the tale.
Yeah.
CQ Deb, CQ. Oh, congratulations. Deb is first.
Good night, Jonathan. Good night, Jonathan.
He'll be in. Give him time. He could have been walking.
Good night, Jonathan.
Or something daft like that. Although, having said that, somebody left the safe confines of MacBytes headquarters today, didn't they, Mike?
They did.
You were only taking the dog, I'll grant you, but what happened? Is this one of your women?
Yeah.
Oh, another one of his women. So many women. So little time. Oh, anyway, hello, Renee.
I got some very strange looks.
I'm not surprised, but so what?
Well, they couldn't see the bag. All they could see was three balloons trailing above and behind me in the wind.
Right, it's Rachel's birthday. So we got a gift. It was all wrapped up. And I said, you remember when we did Ladies' Night, which was about 15, 16 months ago? We had some, bottles of air, you know, the gas thing that you put in balloons. Heckishly expensive. So I said, we'll leave it there, you know, we might find a use for that. And we've got some balloons left over. So today being Rachel's birthday, I said, you know, because obviously we normally have a party and stuff and we can't. So I said, let's get some balloons out. Let's get the air out, Mike. And we'll do some balloons. So we did. So Mike's walking up the road with a bottle bag with a bottle of Rachel's special in it, with these balloons tied to the handle blowing behind him and the dog in the other hand. And Lola did her usual, didn't she? She adores Rachel. Now, Rachel not fond of dogs in any way, shape, or
Rachel
form.
Rachel is fond of dogs because I said to her, for someone who's not fond of dogs,
she loves Lola.
She said she'd get a little beagle if she didn't go to work. She said what she doesn't like is dogs jumping up at her.
Ah, we see that's Ollie, isn't he?
Yeah.
He might only be a jackapoo in about 18 inches.
She didn't mention his name.
Yeah, but Ollie can take a flying leap and end up on her head.
At least he doesn't whittle on her.
True. No, he saves that for his dad, doesn't he? Because he was so apologetic. And I said, it's all right, he doesn't do that here. You know, he gets in, he gets so excited, he whittles on the floor. And I said, he doesn't do that here. We don't have that kind of behaviour here, Gareth. And Gareth's like, how can we make it like that at home? As Ollie looks at him and cocks his leg on him. So funny. No, but you know Rachel with the guide dog or the guide dog bitter. So
yeah.
Not 100% a dog person, isn't Rachel? But Lola was all over her like a rash. And she was all over Lola like a rash. And then every time Rachel stopped petting her, Lola was barking like crazy. Like, they don't stop. I was enjoying that. Such a demanding little girl. Anyway, they had a ball. The last time when we first got Lola and Rachel visited... You quite finished throwing everything on the floor? Maybe not do that near my bag. Just saying. I can't get the staff here. I cannot get the staff. She came round and she bought a welcome, you know, welcome to the household card and some toys. And Lola pinned her down on the sofa and wouldn't let her out. Like, this is my sister and she's going to stay. I think in Lola's world, that would be ideal. Anyway, Mike the womaniser, indeed. He just has a lot of women that like him. Like him. Hello, Kim. Yay, happy Saturday. It's too warm here. As young Jonathan would tell you if he were here, do you think he's still asleep? But this would be the first show he'd missed, I think. Oh, apart from the ones where he has his... what did he do? He did the murder mystery, didn't he? When he was the vicar. Absolute classic. And those work meetings. But apart from that, certainly on a Saturday. Oh, Kim's got sun as well. Amazing view this time of year. Well, it's amazing if we've got sun any time. But it's that kind of oppressive, muggy, horribly warm thing. And obviously we can't put the fan on when we're broadcasting. So we'll just sit here in a puddle of sweat, which is probably more than you need to know. but I thought I'd share. Oh. So, how did we enjoy After Hours last night? Did we enjoy that? I better make sure that I'm not actually playing this out before I start to share it. Ah, and as it happens, I am. I'm actually playing it. I've got to key the music up, you say. So that is the music keyed up. Well, it sort of is and sort of isn't. I picked three songs to go in with. I thought they were fabulous, if I do say so myself. Mike, less so, had ideas of his own. I know. Cheeky, cheeky man. Where did this come from? So I need to sort out what we're going in with because he picked something wholly different to what I picked. But we have a spreadsheet, so let's have a look. Do I find what he picked acceptable? Let me have a look. Oh, good grief, I'm on Scotland here. I'm weeks behind. Right. Our theme tonight is the colour blue. Oh, I might have known. I might have known he'd go in with that one. That means some of our band are going to be late tonight because Tony P is a City fan and so is Frank. So they will be sat glued to the game and will join us later. Oh, good grief. I'm looking at some of these songs and the formatting's gone. This is what happens. You have a perfectly formatted spreadsheet. And then Mike does things and then it doesn't work. Then we get different formatting, so you'll have to fix it. Okay, I approve of the first four songs. So that's all right then, isn't it? Right, let me get it back so I can see that. Chat's disappeared. Where have you gone? Oh, bizarre things are happening here today. Have you ever had it if you're on a Mac where you've got a window open on an app and you minimise it and then you come back to maximise it or, you know, open it again and it's just not there? Well, it is. You can see the name of it, but that's it. It won't do anything else. So what I had to do was that it's F3. F3, where on a Mac you get all the windows but kind of minimised. And it was there on the second screen. I could see it, but I had to drag it from the second screen to the first screen to actually show it, which just annoys me. It's doing that quite a lot. Probably not helped by the fact I've got 3 million tabs open in Vivaldi, but there is a reason for that. There is definitely a reason for that. I've been on sessions, and when I've been on sessions, it's like, oh, then there's this book and this book and this book, and I'm like, whoa, click, 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 click. So that was what I was up to, mischief. But I am heading in. The last week of the course starts on Wednesday, so I've got about 10 to 11 days. Then I've got a week to catch up on everything from the past 5 weeks and get ready for the next 3 weeks because we have a holiday. Ah, now, that never ends well. You know that. It never ends well when the Matt Bites crew have a holiday. And we have 2 weeks off in June. Not the last week of June, which runs into July. I thought it was, but apparently not. So I'd completely misorganised myself. Mike said, no, I'm off a week earlier. And I thought, oh, darn it. I shall have to rejig that. We're also looking at purchasing some new software, which would be quite an investment given the price of it. So I will let you know how that goes. It's a software we've had before, but I decided I wasn't having again. But now I have a need for it. So there's more money. I could do with a printing factory for money. So if anybody's got any idea. Oh, Renee made an Affinity Trio design just to practice. Nothing wrong with that. I today have actually created some tweetables, which I never have time for. But while I'm in this session and they're rabbiting about stuff that, you know, I more than know about, I thought, right, I will make some tweetables. So we have some tweetables for the week. Very, very, very unusual. Oh, Renee's just read about the radio presenter Lisa Shaw. So sad. I know, she was only 44. It's just unbelievable. And the British government's stance on this, I just don't agree with. Lisa Shaw was a presenter. I think she's from the Northeast, which is Vera territory. Why, aye, man. Vera, love. And she had her jab and died. But the thing was, she was perfectly healthy and she was only 44. So in a lot of countries, they're saying we'll only use the AstraZeneca at Oxford on people 30 and younger. 30 and older, isn't it? No. Oh, good grief. What is it abroad? 60 and older. Which makes sense. because the people who have died here with it, the only two who've gone public, have been 59 and 44. And the government have come out and said, yeah, we'll just give it to people over 30. And I'm like, but the two cases that we know about were over 30. So the new policy would have zero impact on that happening. And I don't understand that. The devastation that must bring. She had children as well, I think. Just unbelievable. And if we've got enough vaccines, other vaccines, why not just give it to people over 60 or whatever age they have? Because they know more than we do in terms of what age people have died with the other one. Instead of which, like, nope, cut off's 30. So I'm like, yeah, you're trying to offer me an AstraZeneca, not having it. Simple as that. So we'll have to see how that goes. When enough people come out with the kind of stories that tug on the heartstrings about people who've died, maybe they'll change their mind. Obviously, at the moment, Boris is more worried about his wallpaper because that's gone to committee and he's been told it was unwise. You don't say. Spending like a quarter of a million on a tiny flat. You don't say. But of course, he'll bumble his way through it. Where's Simon when you need him? Whoa, 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 whoa. So I can't. Oh, and then there's a wedding next year, isn't there? How much is that little lot going to cost if he's still Prime Minister? I don't think we've had a wedding of an incumbent Prime Minister possibly ever. Tracy might know. You're good at history, aren't you? I don't recall one. The last one to have a baby while they were Prime Minister, I think, was Tony Blair. And then the second one was David Cameron. So when you think of the prime ministers as we go back, most of them were in their 80s. So I think he said it was like Pitt the Younger was the last time. What was the last time a president became a father while in office? Or has that never happened? I'm trying to think back now. Did JFK? Possibly not. And all the others like ours, ancient. Oh yes, justified and ancient. Kim enjoyed my bites after hours. Excellent. You're rewatching Forklift. Forklift is pretty good. Even if you have that in conjunction with Finder and in conjunction with Pathfinder. For certain jobs. So when I'm doing a specific job, the workspace thing is just fantastic. I can go into my MacBytes workspace. So yes, love that. I actually remember buying that originally 2007. And the stuff they've added is great. So it's a good app. That is a good app. Folsom Prison Blues. I think possibly. Have we got Folsom Prison Blues on the list? Deb's requested it. So we'll add that to the list.
She wiggled on one of her toys.
Oh, Lola. It's all right. She's still got Chicken impaled. She's really taken against Chicken. Comes in and headbutts him. So he's at head height, is Chicken. A Saturday morning practice for Renee, working with layers and such. Excellent. Oh, Kim's having trouble with Biggles and Alfred on Biggles. Doesn't seem to find anything but apps. You've not had this problem before, is it you or Biggles? You do need to set it up, but the default is that it will. So if you go into Alfred and you go to Features, the very top option is Default Results. And what that will give you is the option to find certain things. So applications is the very top one, and it's a button and it says options. And you go in there and you've got the option for fuzzy capitals. And then there's another option, which I don't have enabled, which is match the keywords in the default results. He's smooching the dog with treats. And she's falling for it, the fickle madam. Anyway, the next option, so if you come back out of the options, underneath applications, you've got essentials, which is preferences and contacts. And then you've got extras. So if you're looking for other stuff, you could put ticks in the boxes for folders, images, documents, archives, text files, or Apple scripts. I have, and there's an advanced as well, I have all of those turned off. Because if I want to search for a folder, I just type F. I just put F, space, and then the name of the folder. Now, before your hair off thinking that's an option, it is an option, but I think I might have a workflow that does that. Yes, you might have this workflow. Do you've got the pro version, Kim? The power pack thingy. It's a workflow called Simple Folder Filter, and it's by Vero Pepperell. who is Alfred's daddy, is, or mummy, I can't remember which, that they put in as a sample. And basically, what it gives you is a file filter. You type F and then space. And then you type the name of your folder and it will find it. In fact, this says open file, but I think that's a folder opener. But that's a godsend to me. I use that all of the time. I will be covering this when we look at Alfred for file management in the Mac OS Finder series. But that's not going to be next week, unless I change my mind, in which case it will be next week. So we'll think about that as we go through. But check your options out first. Right. It's probably what could have happened is, because this has happened to me, Beagles could have reset your preferences where it's not allowed to search beyond certain folders. When my machine crashed and burned, big style, oh, big style. What happened when I managed to get it back up again, and it had burnt a cable out, so that was the burning smell. When I got it up again, nothing had permission, nothing. So all of the apps that record the screen needed to be re-permissioned. Anything that needed permission, it needed re-permissioning. So it was as if the preferences just got totally nuked. And that's happened twice since, but not with everything, just with an odd item. And you need to go into the Biggles preferences and just, you know, give it permission to do whatever it is it needs to do. So do check that out. You don't feel the taxpayer should pay for his wedding. They won't pay for the wedding, but what they will do is foot the bill for the security, because that'll come out of the taxpayer. Most presidents were granddads. Exactly. Hello, Tony. You got the power pack. In that case, just check to see if you've got, let's get the name of it again, Simple Folders Filter in the workflows. Just go to the workflows, and at the top, there's a filter box. Just put in there folder and see what comes up. See, I've got quite a few, half of which I don't need. So that needs tidying up. When I've got time. Soon. That will enable you to not have the folder search enabled in the general. In the features default results. But it will still find the folder. Now, you might think, well, why on earth do you do it that way? You've got it disabled at one level and then enabled at another. If I have it disabled in the default results are blindingly fast. If I have it enabled, it slows down because it's got to index all of the folders, the images, the documents, the archives, the text files and the Apple scripts before it gives me results. So I turn the whole lot off. Literally, the only one thing other than the apps folder, which is why it's blindingly fast, is the preferences. And that's when I want to go to, like, you know, network settings or printers. And I want to be able to quickly get there. But I don't want the search to slow down. Another thing I do is, is that in advanced? No, it's not. Somewhere there's results from other drives, I think. Let's have a look. Is it file search? Navigation? No. It's wherever you, is it actions? No. It's somewhere in here. Let's have a look. Search preferences. What I'm looking for is where you eject a drive. The eject keyword, there we go, it's under system. All right. So under system on the right hand side, it's got volume up, volume down and toggle mute. And all of that lot are turned on. But there's one in there that says eject. And eject all underneath it. And I take the tick out of those two. What I've found with my testing is if they're turned on, Alfred grinds to a halt. If you type eject, it can take like a minute to have a think about what's already mounted and what isn't and what you want it to do. Take the tick out of those boxes and Alfred's back to being blindingly fast again. So I don't have those enabled at all. So it's a case of looking through there and seeing what you've got. But start with the default results, then go to the workflows and see if you've got that simple folder thing. Which is very, very useful without having the thing enabled, which works great. Right. Three prime ministers married while in office, all to second wives.
Ooh!
Robert Walpole, don't quite remember him, 1738. The Duke of Grafton. I don't even remember him as being a Prime Minister. And Lord Liverpool. Nope, don't remember him either. So it's been a while.
And how many Prime Ministers had affairs whilst in office?
Oh, I think that's mandatory.
John Major.
Oh, he did.
Boris.
Boris.
Yeah. Well, actually, no.
Well, allegedly.
Not whilst he's in office.
Well, we don't know.
True.
It was a close thing with that blonde woman. I think I can guarantee you one who didn't, possibly two.
Maggie.
Oh, well, that goes without saying. Yeah, I don't count her. She's a lady. I'm talking about the men.
How sexist.
Yep, absolutely.
How true.
Yep, how true. No, I can tell you one recently.
Tony Blair.
Apart from him.
Gordon Brown.
No, I think you'll find Tony Blair did, but I think it was with Mandelson. We won't go any further with
well,
that.
I thought Boris was having an affair with Dominic Cummings. I thought they were up each other's backsides.
They were at one point, yeah. And now they've had a lover's tiff, and we're all hearing about it. No, I was thinking Gordon Brown.
I just said Gordon Brown.
I don't think Gordon Brown would have gone out with Gordon Brown.
No.
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 No. And the other one, of course, was Ted Heath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wasn't married at full stop.
No.
But I think there was a reason for that. But yeah. We have to leave that alone. It's of judicy.
Is it?
Thank you for that, Tracy.
Oh, you mean it's not true?
What? That he wasn't married? Oh, no, he wasn't married, and he liked boating. But we need to leave it there because of the Jimmy Savile thing. See, that's enough of a clue for you, isn't it? We can't mention any more. But you'll get the idea. Apparently, he was into a younger crowd, as it were.
Ah.
But that was allegedly because, obviously, you can't interview a dead man.
No.
Which is probably why they left it till Jimmy Savile was dead. Ah, my word. But thank you for that, Tracy. I now know things that
Do
I did not
Johnny's
know before.
Do you think Johnny's still asleep?
I said that.
Oh.
I said that at the beginning. Young Jonathan's not here. I think he could be still asleep. Or he's gone to bed very early.
You got his phone number.
I have, actually. I could ping him, couldn't I? No, I must leave him be. That would look incredibly desperate for an audience, wouldn't it? If I had to ring them individually.
No, we're concerned about his welfare.
He'll be fine. Oh, good grief.
Sorry, Johnny, we wouldn't abuse your phone number.
No, we wouldn't.
So you don't have to change it.
Oh.
If you're listening back on replay.
You are very welcome, Kim. All set up now. Excellent. You can actually search for documents without indexing the documents as well. There is another shortcut, which is if in Alfred you put a single speech mark, you know, single quote, apostrophe, call it what you like, the one next to, well, heaven knows where it is on your keyboard, it's toward the right-hand side for me, underneath the speech mark, that one. If you press that and then a space and you start to type a file name, it will search through the files. So F space will search for folders and this apostrophe space will search for files without having them enabled. Oh, right, we have a link. We have a link from Renee. Excellent. Got hold of it. Let's stick it in there. Whee! Oh, good grief. Mike, you need to do this. It's what? A unicorn. There is a unicorn face on the watch.
Oh, how cool is that?
Oh, genius. I might have to take some screenshots of that. Oh, that was cool, wasn't it? Flick of the hair, just like the dog. Oh, that is fantastic. Love it. Thank you, Renee. Quite, Tony. We do pay for the security ever after. What gets me is, and this happened, didn't it? I think it was David Cameron. A previous Prime Minister gets security for the rest of their life. Which, the younger they are, the more that's going to cost us. But he is making an absolute mint doing speeches all over the place. So one of these speeches that he did was in America. So he's flying in and out of America. And he had his security with him. The security guy went to the toilet. I've no idea what he was up to because he took his gun. He was armed as well, which is highly unusual in the UK. He took his gun out of its holster and put it like, on whatever shelf was in there and forgot to pick it up. So somebody else went in there and found it and had to tell the cabin crew that there was a gun in the toilet. You couldn't make this up. It's true, this. So I don't know whether they held on to it till they landed or something, but yeah, he got a real talking to, unsurprisingly. But when you think, you know, that airfare for him to travel with him, the taxpayer is paying for that. It's and he's making, you know, the purpose of the trip is to speak and make a lot of money. Not on. Not on at all. Oh, yes, Kim, these things happen. What can I say? You're just like, really, you could have downed the plane with that. If a kid had gone in and thought it was a toy, there are no words. I mean, you talk about you've got one job. You're going into the toilet, you've got your gun. Nothing else matters but your gun. And I would have thought you would surely get used to having that gun in its holster, wherever it is. I'd imagine a shoulder holster. I think I would, like, feel as I was leaving there's something missing. And you'd be patting yourself down with, like, this doesn't feel right. How can you forget your gun? But you did. But I think he was back on duty a week later. Apparently he was stressed. And I thought, off on a jolly to America and you're stressed. You want to try doing a full day's work, mate? Oh, I don't know whether he got switched out after that. I don't know. But, you know, you'd think maybe they've got some kind of, like, you'd have to get on with somebody who's glued to you 24/7, wouldn't you? Why, Mike and I? Mind you, you did get to talk to somebody else, did I?
I did.
Unusual, face-to-face.
I had a mask on.
You did have a mask on, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Yes, that was a good one. Right, I need to get these songs in, don't I? I'm liking the ones that we're starting with, Mike. Oh. But if you can sort the formatting out, that would be even better.
The formatting was fine.
Yes, that's because I reformatted it, but I need you to check that it is actually right. Mm. I had no idea there were so many versions of that.
Which one?
First one.
Yeah.
Doesn't even come up, the one you're after, but I've got it now. No. Oh, these songs are all blue. Oh, has anybody picked Chubby Brown? Because that would definitely
Or Kevin
be...
Wilson.
Or Kevin Wilson. Oh, if you've never heard of Kevin Wilson, Kevin Wilson's fabulous.
This is a Catenium radio station.
We can't play that, can we not?
Well, actually, I've heard Catenian swear.
Usually in the tech room. Asking why their Zoom isn't working.
Like my mother this morning. Oh, she says to me, yeah, my mother, I was going to ring my mother at 9:30 this morning, and she texted me at 8:50 and said, just to warn you in advance, computer's not working. And my plan was to take Lola out and talk to my mother whilst I was on the walk, and that way, you know, saving time. So I thought, right, well, I better ring my mother now because I can't troubleshoot whilst I'm walking the dog. Because more than likely I have to do a Zoom meeting. Anyway, I don't know what the problem... Well, I know what the problem was. So I did this Zoom meeting, and when I clicked on the Windows Start button, nothing happened. When I clicked in the little search box next to the Start button, nothing happened. When I tried clicking on the Outlook icon on the taskbar at the bottom, nothing happened. When I say nothing happened, it didn't even click. So it wasn't like, you know, sometimes when you run an app and it runs in the background, but it never actually comes to the foreground. Mm. Chrome's a bugger for that. You end up with half a dozen copies of Chrome running in the background.
This is why you should use Vivaldi, but carry on.
Yeah. Well, can't tell her to use Vivaldi. She's just got used to Chrome. But if you clicked on the yellow folder thing, Windows Explorer...
I was wondering
Explorer,
what you were going to say then. The yellow yellow.
The yellow folder thing at the bottom. That was fine. So I had to get her to do Alt-Control-Delete. And then I went to the task manager.
Yes, we've got the window open, crying out loud.
And I basically restarted Windows Explorer, so it's like relaunching the Finder. And it was fine, but it was really, really slow. And she said, you're very patient. I'd be swearing by now. I said,
she can swear like a trooper.
I said, I normally swear at tech. I said, as we say here, bad words were said.
Oh, yes, bad words were said.
Yeah, so that was 50 minutes I'll never get back.
Sadly.
Trying to do...
Poor Mike. Parental support.
Yeah.
Parental controls work in both directions.
They do.
As I told my father. Spent most of my time sorting him out. Right, let's see if that works, because it wasn't working before. Keep going. Where you go? Oh, I think we've done it. Excellent. She really does need to use another browser, but I take your point.
Well, I decided to run Microsoft Edge just to check she had an internet connection, which she did. And she said, oh, what's that?
Oh dear.
So I thought, do I start explaining? Well, you've got Google Chrome and you've got Microsoft Edge, and there's this other one called Vivaldi, but we won't get into that. But Elaine swears by it. And then you've got Firefox, and Elaine swears at that.
Well, it's that Omnibar thing that drives me crackers. We've added this feature. It's fabulous. Look, the second they say, we've added this feature, my very first thought is, can we turn it off? Before you tell me what it is, can we turn it off? Because if we can't, it's not happening. So I'm interested to see what they do on Tuesday with the new Firefox. But I can't see me going back, because the main reason for doing what I did was the extension, this copy tab URLs, I think it's called. And I'm using it all the time. It's the only extension I've got on the toolbar. But I was doing a demo the other day with a client, and it was like, what's that browser? And I thought, why do you want to know? Because it's like, oh dear, this will need deploying. And the reason they asked was, I had a whole range of tabs open, but once I'd switched to Vivaldi, I then needed, if Vivaldi's a host for Notion and Roam, then I'm fine with the tabs at the side, no problem. But if I'm doing a demo, then I've got the tabs at the side, and if I've got it narrowed down or the screen smaller, then the tabs are like, people are reading the tabs. So I thought, I need a shortcut key to turn those tabs on and off quickly. So I created one. So the tabs were turned off, and they said, well, it's just so clean. There's no clutter. You've just got, like, it looks like there's one tab open. But obviously I can navigate forward and backwards within the window, and I can navigate from tab to tab. You just don't need to see the tabs to do it. So they wanted a clean browser. They said, like, you've only got the URL. There's no tab showing. There's no status bar at the bottom, and there's only one extension at the top. And then they showed me theirs. Oh dear, I'll recover eventually with suitable counselling. But they must have had, like, well, there wasn't much room in the URL bar to put anything really beyond HTTP, and that was it. Because all these extensions were lined up, and I said, well, you do know that you can hide the extensions. No, they did not know you could hide the extensions. So it was a case of, like, stripping it back. Oh, my word. So let me catch up. Oh, the Secret Service, this is Kim, was staying at a hotel your parents were staying at. They were the only non-Secret Service on the floor, so they invited them to the breakfast room. They ate there every day and learned a lot about how the Secret Service felt about the Clintons. I can imagine that one, Kim. A man who gets stressed and he instantly leaves his gun out is just the type of person you want to be in a security position. I know, but you know, that to me is not a stressful job. A stressful job within the security services would be like, oh, and by the way, we're sending you to Iraq for a week. That's something to potentially get concerned about. But going on a jolly. Because when you look at Tony Blair now, I actually think he looks like he's aged 50 years. Like, literally overnight. Because he looked quite young when he became PM. But I'm guessing, you know, that was 1997. So we're all looking a smidgen older than we did all those years ago. But he just seems to have really aged. He looks like an old man. I don't think many people, you put a picture up of him, I don't think many people would say, oh, yeah, it's Tony Blair. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, it looks kind of familiar. Honestly, I don't consider that to be an overly stressful job. Plus the fact you're the one with a gun. Or you were till you lost it. Oh, dear. Tracy was rather shocked to see people that we know, sort of, at an eatery in the UK, not a mask inside. Yeah, that's pretty much what's happening over here, Tracy. There is talk about the June cutoff thing, that we're not going to make it, because the incidence of, and this really gets me going, the Indian variant is double what it was last week. And I can't fathom it. They're giving us three pieces of information here. One, something like 60-odd% of the population are vaccinated. That's point one. They've told us that. Point two, they've said the figures aren't great for the Indian variant. Fair enough. And that the R rate is on the rise. And I'm like, but just a minute, this doesn't work. Those three pieces of information don't work together. If lots and lots of people are vaccinated, how can the numbers be exponential? because the ones that aren't vaccinated are probably not going out yet. I think what's happening is it's like Insidious. It happened last summer, didn't it? People thought, yay, that's it. You know, and they thought at the time that was bad enough. They'd been in lockdown from the 23rd of March until the 4th of July. And they thought that was bad. And they just went out and started behaving as they did before. When was the last time anybody actually thought about washing your hands for 20 seconds? And would you do that if you were out? And I'm thinking, is there much point? Because it depends on the taps. Most taps here, you actually have to touch and turn them on. There's a few of these automatic ones. But, you know, if you stand there and you wash your hands and everything and then you're finished and then you've got to touch the tap again, the one that you touched when they were dirty, that doesn't really make sense. But I don't see many people doing that because until now, the toilet facilities in pubs, bars, clubs, restaurants, not open anyway. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. I hope nobody's eating, but, you know, bring your own bucket. It brings new meaning to, what's that thing they have at McDonald's? Or was that Kentucky Fried? The chicken bucket thing. Definitely different meaning. What's happened, Tracy, is it's like, oh, it's summer and, oh, it won't happen and we've all got vaccines, let's not wear a mask. And that's where everybody's at. I agree with Renee, it's freaking unbelievable. It is, but that's what people are like. They just, that means more than anything. Going out and freedom. Which, you know, fair enough, important, but not more important than living. And if most people are vaccinated, who's infecting who? Although they did say they had some stats. This is from Bolton, which is a really bad area in the UK for the Indian variant. Like I said, it's got a very high minority population to the point that they're not the minority. It was the stats from the hospital. So within the hospital, they had in emergency care beds 50 people. And they were very proud to announce the fact that only 5 of them, just a minute, that's 10%, had had both vaccines. And I'm like, sorry, say that again. So you're telling me that 10% of the people that were bad enough to be in the hospital, not infected with it, that were bad enough to be in the hospital on a ventilator, had already been vaccinated? 10%. What's going on? I can only imagine what the stats are for the others that they don't know about yet. But there you go. That's what's happening over here. I know, Dee, kids with their cars, and we've got one opposite who's on Simon's murder board, the Matt Bites murder board. And he sits in the drive, probably aged about 17, just revving a motorcycle for about an hour.
Him across the road?
Yeah, the idiot. But he's happy. We've got this friend who's also got a motorbike, despite the fact the guy's in his 60s. And we said, like, oh, there's this idiot across the road, and told him what it was like. And he went, oh, but he's happy. And I thought, what kind of brain dead moron do you need to be to sit for an hour revving a motorbike? Have you ever thought of reading a book, watching a film, do anything, but don't just sit there revving a motorbike? His parents dragged him in the end. Sad, sad, sad. There's just no words. So I totally agree with that. Kim says if we're vaccinated, we don't need to wear masks anymore unless the company wants us to do so. You just don't go anywhere. But when you go, you're still suiting up in your COVID gear. We're not officially being told anything at the moment in terms of, it was like we've reached this staging post and we are going ahead with the next change. All the talk at the moment is not about what's happening now. It's about what's going to happen. Was it the 21st of June?
21st, yeah.
21st of June, which is supposedly the plan was, and this staggers my mind, because Tracy's incredulous today, and the 21st of June is only like 3.5 weeks away. And at that point, you will not have to wear a mask anywhere. All restrictions will be gone. It will be the same as it was before COVID, including the social distancing. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. Because why not leave the social distancing in place? Not to the point that, you know, somebody's going to get arrested if they go an inch too close. But we've got all of the signage and all of the, like, furniture in the stores to make it safe. Why don't we just keep to that? Because last year, no flu. None whatsoever. So we could keep it for a few months. Now, what the argument is at the moment is that the figures will not bear out the fact that we should be totally restriction-free the end of June. We'll see. And Boris, he won't make his mind up. His mind will be made up on the basis of who can he blame if it goes wrong. So he doesn't want to say, like, you know what, don't like these stats. If it would be better to be in lockdown for another 3 weeks or restrictions in place for another 3 to 4 weeks rather than have it get out of hand like it did last time. But I've got a sneaking suspicion he won't do that. I don't think he's got what it takes to do that. He'll want to do the popular thing because people are demanding to go on holiday. I think that's horrific. I can imagine people, you know, you wouldn't know if you've got the Indian variant, would you? So we'll send you off to Spain for 2 weeks. Go and infect the people in Spain. And then when you come back here, you've got to... We're not saying to go to Spain, you've got to isolate for 2 weeks. We're just saying, off you go. Bye. But when you come back, you've got to self-isolate. What about the people in Spain? That's appalling. It's appalling. And Portugal and Greece, I think, are two places that people are going to. Guess what? We're not. Possibly going as far as the front garden if it needs mowing, and that's it.
It needs mowing.
Well, I know it needs mowing, but you can't mow it today. It's too warm. And we only have two weathers here. Either absolutely persisting it down or hot like today. And if I let Mike out when it's hot, he'll come in all snuffly. So it's got to be like a coolish day, but not raining. So we'll probably get one of those between now and Christmas, and you've just got to hit it. Think whack-a-mole. That's what you've got to do with it. Right, let me shut that down and get that out of the way. I'm with Kim. Going anywhere. Just, you know, full body armour. I thought Obama looked much older the other day. It's the first time I've seen him in maybe 3 months. And
Is that with Marcus?
Hmm?
Is that with Rashford?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did some kind of Zoom thing. And I looked and I thought, good grief, he looks old. I think it was his hair. I don't remember his hair greying gradually. It just seems to have gone white overnight.
Maybe that's why he was out of sorts on Wednesday night.
Oh, you reckon?
He was thinking of his Zoom meeting.
Well, he should be thinking about it. Lady Pipes. Lady Pipes. Oh, and this week I've got a show called Lady Pipes and Lady Parts. Oh, why is that not copying? Let's copy that. Okay. Let's get that in there. Oh, look at Tony Blair. I mean, he just looks scary, doesn't he? Now, like I said, if you saw that picture and you were not aware of the fact it was Tony Blair, you'd be thinking, that guy looks familiar, but I can't quite place him. But the hair. Maybe the hair is not an artistic statement. No. Maybe it's just that it was lockdown and he couldn't get a haircut. Though it could be that. It's in the face as well and the eyes. He's just aged overnight. Oh, he has. Government subsidised lady pipes. That's what you should have. Absolutely. I see Tracy's spot on here. Always wash the taps before rinsing your hands and turning them off. Exactly. It's just too easy, isn't it? And I think it's gone on that long that people are getting slap happy with it. I mean, are you still singing happy birthday twice?
No, but I'm counting to 20. Which is the same thing.
I just scrub. I've got a nail brush in there and I scrub up to my elbows with a nail brush. So I'm ready to operate myself.
Anna, do rub the handles of the back doors with, hand gel. Hand sanitizer. Not every day, only when I've seen Wendy.
Oh, I'm loving this. Oh, can you imagine? No, but going forward, you know, I can imagine. Let's say you were having somebody into the house and at the door you've got some hand sanitizer and they're like, no, I'm all right, I'm good. It's like, okay, back you go. I always feel other people aren't being as careful
Rachel,
as we are. Yeah.
I've had two jabs and I get tested twice a day.
Yeah. But Rachel, you work at the local hospital. It's rife in the local hospital. Where do people go when they've got COVID? The local hospital. So even if you're just touching a door handle, no. Oh, for crying out loud.
She said, come here, let me hug you. I thought she was talking about me, so I backed off. No, I think she was talking about Lola.
Oh, and Lola was like, only if you put a mask on. Poor Lola. Oh, no, see, it's obligatory to wear a mask where Tracy is. Big fan if you don't. No. No, all of that's gone. You know what we're like in Britain, Tracy. It's like, oh, that was so yesterday. So I think we're falling into two categories now. We've got the people who can't be bothered anymore because, you know, just can't be bothered. Not enough brain cells. And we've got the ones like Mike and I, ultra careful. And she's like, hang on, there's somebody 50 yards away, back off. And there are people like that. You know, some people scared to open their front doors. But the other ones are the ones that cause the problem. They're going out. I mean, I actually did say with your mother, didn't I? She's going visiting, isn't she?
She is.
Which is permitted now. So she's going to visit Mike's brother. And then she's going to a friend while she's down there. Well, by the time Mike had finished telling me where she was going, I said, so what you mean is it's Hillary's World Tour 2021? He went, yeah, pretty much. I said, and she wants to see us when she gets back. Mike said, yeah. I said, yeah. She's going to have to self-isolate for 2 weeks first. I just find that utterly ridiculous, but what can you do? Is she still wearing a mask?
I think so, yeah, when she goes out.
It'd have to be one of those, you know, the diving suits, the old-fashioned diving suits. It'd have to be one of those for me, where you actually screw the front panel on. Like a brass helmet. Not worth the risk, I can assure you. But that's the way it should be, Tracy. Open air, wear a mask. Just wear a mask. But no. Not going to happen. They've decided in the States that likelihood of getting COVID outdoors is low, so we don't have to wear a mask outdoors anymore. Oh, Kim, don't tell me that, because I'll be worried sick about you. Just wear a mask at all times, unless you're nowhere near other people, because we would worry far too much. I think Spain have got it right. It's prevention's better than cure with this. I mean, they're saying like, oh, well, cases are low. They were low at the beginning. We had one case. Look where that left us. But they have short-term memories. Let's say that. What book or movie can compete with the intellectual stimulation of the rum, rum, rum? I don't know. Maybe something like a Noddy book or a Rupert Annual, you know, for his age range, clearly. Oh, my word. Tracy's got uncomfortably warm. In Spain, when it's warm, though, is it like oppressive like it is in the UK? It's the humidity here. It's horrible. It's really horrible here. What about the Olympics? Good point, Renee. I thought there was talk that possibly, I mean, they want them to go ahead, obviously, but logic would say it's not a good idea. As you're saying, 10,000 people from all over the world gathering on a few square kilometres to let the virus variants mutate even further. Yeah, there'll be the Olympic variant next. It looks like Lucas Malfoy. Oh, Tracy, that's bang on. I was thinking he looked like he needed a cape. In fact, if he had a beard, he'd be Dumbledore, wouldn't he? Oh. Kim is still... Oh, she's de-spiked him. She has. She's unimpaled him. She's still headbutting him, though, as you can hear. I'm with Kim. Hannah, sanitise the house twice a day. And stuff going into the COVID cave as well. The COVID cave was a thing.
Lola, what are you doing?
The Tokyo officials are against it. I don't blame them. I think it's shocking. I know all of the athletes would have, you know, trained and stuff, but you could see this coming. This is not like, you know, somebody's had a chip pan fire three doors up from the stadium. This is a global pandemic. You noticed? Give me a paw. Oh, here, Lola, have a treat. So the story there is, Mike, if I don't get a treat, the chicken gets it.
No, if I don't get a treat, I'll stop barking.
Yes, chicken is free, Kim. chicken has been freed.
Free the spiked one.
Yeah, he has been impaled there for about 5 days, hasn't he? On the draw handle.
Is that like free-range chicken?
Yes. I thought I'll leave him there and see what she does. And I've got this great picture of her last night looking really, really grumpy with chicken behind her impaled.
Well, she started nosing him just now.
Yes. She's interested now.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's now off the hook, literally. Oh. I really think with the Olympics, it's not going to be good. Same with the United fans that went to Poland. Didn't somebody attack them in a bar?
Yeah.
So you're going over there and you're minding your own business and then somebody attacks you. Good night, Tony. Yeah, I don't know who Mike's supporting, but I'm thinking possibly Chelsea. But we'll see. We'll see. You've got to think about... With the Olympics, wasn't it last time there was an Olympics? It was either the Olympics, and that would be 5 years ago now, or it was the European Championships. Can't remember which. No, not the European Championships, the other one. Commonwealth Games. But wasn't there something about... can't remember what it was called. It was some disease that if you were a pregnant woman and you got it, encephalopathy or something, the head was small, and it was like water on the brain. And people were avoiding it like the plague because, you know, they had wives and girlfriends at home that were either pregnant or looking to get pregnant. And they, what was that called? Oh, find out what it was, Mike. It was rife all over. There was a particular area of the world and it was something to do with, you know, big meetups like the Olympics. It was rife for transfer. The West Nile virus. I thought it had another name, but that was the kind of thing. And people were like, no, I'm not going to go to the Olympics this year. I'm not going to go to European Championships. And I remember thinking, is this such a big thing? And the answer was, well, yes, it was. To the point that people didn't go.
Transmitted by mosquitoes.
Was it mosquitoes? I remember the details. Yes, Lola. Yes, I said the same. Yes, and then the leg fell off, Lola. I need to put a tea in there if I'm going to find it.
You've had enough.
It doesn't stop her wanting
more.
You've
had two dental sticks and a biscuit.
Yes, Daddy.
And your dinner.
Yes,
with
Daddy.
An extra piece of chicken on it.
Oh, Zika virus. That's the one. Zika. That's the one.
And in case anyone's eating, more's gone in than's come out today.
Yes, but that'll happen later, Daddy. That will be later, Daddy. Yeah, the Zika virus, wasn't it the tennis player, Andy Murray? Because I think his wife had just had one baby and they were trying for another. And he was like, I'm not going. And I thought, whoa, I didn't, you know, I was assuming that wherever they were, you know, they would be sequestered from it, that they wouldn't be mixing with the rest of us. But he decided not to go to that one. And I think a couple of others did as well, which I can understand. And now this is like, you know, global pandemic. And people are like, yeah, I think I'll go to the Olympics. It won't end well. It won't end well. But what can you do? Apparently, you have to let people make their own mistakes. Trouble is, it may not be their mistakes. They won't pay for them. Somebody else will. Like all of the people in the care homes. It wasn't their fault that out of the care homes... They were sending people out of hospital without testing them and putting them into care homes because they didn't have enough beds in the hospitals. And that was how the care home fiasco started. So people are going to the Olympics, same thing, same kind of thing will happen. Oh, people. Can't live with them, can't deal with them. Obviously, we're all sane here. Of course we are. That's why we're still around. Canada have a good number of swimmers this go, and the UK is a great breaststroke. Do we? I've no idea. I know we had a pretty good... Now, this is interesting in relation to the COVID thing. I read this the other day. The UK cycling team were that bad. This was pre-2012. They were that bad that the bike manufacturers didn't want to put their branding on the bikes that they had. That's how bad the British cycling team were. So British cycling, which is like the overall body in charge of it, British Cycling took on this guy as a team manager and said, you know, can you do something, basically? And he came in and he put in place what would be considered to be really small changes, you know, something that was literally like, that's not going to make a difference. One of them was washing their hands. Before it was a COVID thing, this. And that was one thing he put in place. He put in very tiny changes, literally very tiny changes. But the washing hands thing was so they didn't get a cold or flu. And it worked. And then he put in place other things. And then by the time they came to 2012, which was the European Championships, which the European Commonwealth thing was in Manchester, and the Olympics in whatever that was, they were amazing. They were, yeah, British Olympics, wasn't it? 2012. 2012 Olympics it was. And they just swept the board. But it was tiny things that did it. And we're all now forgetting that hand washing is a really good idea. Oh, never mind. We'll all work it out in the end. Adam Peaty. Yeah, he was he the manager or one of the cyclists? But it was in a book. The book is called Atomic Habits, James Clear. And he starts off with that story. Oh, and we did indeed have Eddie the Eagle. I remember when Eddie the Eagle started. My mum was like, oh, how embarrassing, how embarrassing. And I thought, Mum, you've sat through that film, Cool Runnings, where they stood no chance. But, you know, they were in there to compete. Why are you dissing poor Eddie the Eagle? It was an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. Thing was, years later, they did a documentary on him. And there was a camera behind him at the top of that ski run. And I looked at it and I thought, my God, what courage that would take. He could have broken his neck. What courage. OK, he's going to come last. But he was there. But I think because it was representing Britain, the kind of Cool Runnings guys were like, oh yeah, but they're cool. Eddie the Eagle, not cool. But what courage it must have taken to go down there. I mean, he didn't even have enough kit. Some of the other skiers were giving him helmets and stuff because his gear was like that old. It wasn't safe. I just think, I mean, yeah, he's never gonna win. Bods, he took part. So I admire him for that. And when he came back, I don't know whether he got the money to do this without working or if he was working or what. But when he came back, he did a law degree and was going to become a lawyer. So, yeah, had a work ethic, that was sure. Cool Runnings is one of my favourite films. It really is. I just love that film. It's got a real, like, positive, upbeat thing to it. But, yeah, you're right. He was so courageous to do that. Because you see it from the side and you think, like, oh, all he's got to do is go down there and jump. It'll be fine. But when you see it from the top and you just imagine to yourself, what if that was me? Could I actually, like, let go? I'm like, no. Turn around and go the other way. So I think he should be admired for trying. You know, he was never going to win, but, you know, that's typical of Britain. Wasn't there another one called, I can't remember his name, but something the eel. And he always came last in the swimming.
Yeah.
What country did he represent?
Can't remember.
I can't, but they called him something the eel. Just in the same vein. Right, how are we doing, Mike?
Eric,
I've got a minute.
Eric Moussambani.
That's the fella, Eric the eel. Fantastic.
Equatorial Guinea. We've got about a minute.
Right, that was the one, Tracy. Eric the eel. Oh, fantastic. Right, okay, we best do an out then, because last week we were falling over ourselves, weren't we?
We were.
So we're going to head into By Request. So for the moment, it's good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.